is my, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, is my Friday prayer valid if I missed the khutbah?
La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah.
So the Friday prayer itself is valid if you caught the prayer, if you entered the prayer before the imam gave the closing salams. If you entered the prayer before the imam gave the closing salams, your prayer is valid. However, right, so you caught the Friday prayer. If you entered the prayer before the imam gave his salams. However, it is a religious duty. It's a wajib to attend the entire khutbah. If you look at Surah Al-Jum'ah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا إِذَا نُودِيَ لِلصَّلَاةِ مِنْ يَوْمِ الْجُمْعَةِ فَاسْعَوْا إِلَى ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ وَذَرُوا الْبَيْعِ. O you believe, if the call is given to prayer on Friday, then rush to the remembrance of Allah and leave all worldly transaction. Right? So Allah tells us not only to rush to the remembrance of Allah, which is the khutbah, but also to leave worldly transaction, meaning leave anything that would delay you from catching the remembrance of Allah, catching the khutbah. There are many hadiths of our beloved Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam regarding this, emphasizing the importance of making it to the mosque before the Friday khutbah begins. It is sunnah to get to Friday prayer in time to be able to do the sunnah prayers before the khutbah. It is recommended to get to Friday prayer early, ideally before Dhuhr time enters, or certainly to have enough time to have some extra voluntary devotional worship before doing the sunnahs. So if, you know, the sunnah protects the fard and the wajib, and the recommended protects the sunnah. So so your Friday prayer would be valid, but strive to get early to the mosque. This is of the best of the times of one's lifetime. We have been created to be devoted to Allah, and there's these small acts of sacrifice that change our state with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Right? That change our state with Allah. May Allah make us of those who change our states for what is more beloved to Him subhanahu wa ta'ala.
La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah.